Now, welcome on the call. The head coach is Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough Saturday for your team up at UAlbany. Fall behind in the first quarter and fall 59-14 as you've gone back and looked at the film of that one. Just kind of give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, I think Tony just took care of it for me. But, first of all, Albany was not a 1-6 team going in, and we knew that. Offensively, I think they performed all year as one of the better ones in the league. We certainly didn't operate correctly to give ourselves a chances with the turnovers and got out of hand. We're disappointed. Obviously, Albany created those opportunities and with a well-deserving win, and the game's over and we're going to move forward.
When you get down, I mentioned down 21-0 in the first quarter, including that pick six, how much does that change your game plan or what you're planning to do going into the game?
Yeah, I don't think any of that is planned. So you have to adjust accordingly. Once again, we didn't possess the ball in the first half, allowed them to continue to get the ball in good field position with the turnovers, and then they took advantage of it. And, unfortunately, that was the script when it was done. I take full responsibility for the script, and the script is closed.
Your freshman quarterback, Charlie McKee, has been awful good for the last few weeks. Had a tougher day on Saturday. Some of those, as Coach Cattuso mentioned, on tip balls and some things that weren't necessarily his fault. How do you go back as a coach to try to pick him back up and get him back to where he's been the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think we all have to remember he's a freshman with very little practice experience. And, Albany did a good job, as you articulated. Players made plays, and he needs to play better. He knows that. But he was focused throughout the time he was in there and came out today and was ready to roll.
One of the bright spots was your running back, Makai Jenks, a guy who I believe was converted from linebacker. He has 10 carries, 65 yards, scored the first touchdown of his career. Just talk about his day and maybe a little bit of the backstory of him transitioning to running back.
Yeah, certainly I'm happy for him. When you get the chance to do something you never expected to do when you entered college. Like you say, he's a Long Island kid who was a running back, linebacker in high school. He's worked really hard to try to get in it. Unfortunately, for the team, the other guys are hurt, but for him, he has stepped to the plate and provided himself some opportunities in the fourth quarter, which, as I said, I applaud him for that and really excited for him.
Got a question this morning from Ed Lee. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Chuck. At the risk of being a little bit early with this question, I was wondering if you've noticed Alphonso Graham, the running back from Morgan State, and what's your impression of him?
Yeah, I've had a chance to peek him a little bit. extremely quick. I think he can change the game in one carry. Very good football player.
He's not terribly big as a running back. I think he's only 5'9", 180. And yet they seem to run in between the tackles. Is that surprising, or do you think maybe he uses that to his advantage?
No, I think, everybody's got a style of play. We've done the same thing with those type of backs. And, he finds the holes, he accelerates through the holes. But he's a good football player, absolutely.
My last question is, as a defense, how can you guys contain him? Is it just gang tackling? Is it sort of filling the gaps?
Yeah, we got to play good responsibility football. You've got to be able to, as you articulated, be in your gap. You got to get second and third guys to the football and rally behind that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Chuck, Tony just talked about Reese Poffenbarger. He's had a pretty amazing season, 20 touchdowns and just one interception. Having seen him up close, what impressed you with his play on Saturday?
Yeah, we played some of the better quarterbacks in the CAA and certainly the Fordham quarterback. He plays with an extreme amount of poise. He's in control. He's got a very catchable, accurate ball, and he's athletic enough to escape the pocket and make a potential bad play into just a positive gain and get up on the next play. And obviously, the number of touchdown passes to interceptions at this level is impressive.
You touched on it a little bit with Ed, but you guys are back at home on Saturday to play Morgan State. You've talked about the running back, but what are some of the other challenges that they're going to present for your team?
Yeah, they're an extremely physical football team. You turn the film on and watch the special teams run down the field. They're going to challenge you physically. They're going to challenge you athletically. They play a lot of man-to-man on defense. They're real big up front. Offensively, they've juggled in a couple of quarterbacks. So they're handing the ball off to the running back. And, you know, they're playing good football overall. And, you know, they've played some good teams, obviously. Couple CAA teams, but they've also played some good teams in their conference, and they've played real well. So it'll be a challenge for us Saturday.
You mentioned they have played Towson and Delaware in the CAA. As you watch film and things, I think we've talked about this, but does that help at all in the scouting process when you see them against other teams that maybe you're more familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You get an idea of you know, like parts, I would say. And, you know, and so you certainly pay attention to that film and try to get your leads off that personnel-wise.
Your team gets to come back home this week with three to go. What's the message to your team as you try to finish this season strong?
Well, it was we got together this morning for the first time from the game, and basically ownership is taken from the top down, and so it starts with me. And I told the guys they're not identified by anything that happened in the past, and the coaching staff yesterday looked at what we needed to do to get better. Today I asked them to do the same as we watched the film, and then we had an awesome practice. Guys ran around, we did actually a little bit more than we normally do, and they did a great job. So I'm fortunate enough to have good captains and enough leaders in that room to really just want to play football come Saturday.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck Saturday against Morgan State, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.